Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back. Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
And they're off. Look at that speed, that style, that weight. What's that behind the pace car?
It's a cargo trailer from TC Trailers, and it's rushing the competition in storage, value, and sheer trailer goodness.
TC Trailers has over 300 trailers on the lot. Haulers, goosenecks, concessions, everything but the checkered flag.
Need a pit stop? TC's got full in-house repair shop, parts store, and financing that'll have you back on track faster than a tire change.
Zoom over to tc-trailers.com or cruise out to State Road 28 East to Frankfort. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
These days, we all want our money to go just a little bit further. We also want to support local businesses. When you visit the Big Deals Online store, you can do both. Shop anytime. The store is always open and loaded with great deals. Buy discounted gift certificates to local businesses and spend them just like cash. Visit online or download the Big Deals app to shop right from your phone. Shop local, buy local with Big Deals.
Welcome back to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 Party Line. Thanks to Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, Big Deals, Big O Tires, Ivy Tech Community College, and TC Trailers. The online telecast at HoosierLandTV.com. That's brought to you by Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi, Jerry's Body Shop, Lena's Furniture and Mattress, Avery Home Store, Braden Business Systems, Copper Electric Services, VFW Post 1110, Marshan's Window Tinting, Ellis Jewelers, Witham Health Services, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Simplify Family Dental, The Community Foundation, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoups, Big O Tires, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Shoups Country Foods, The Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center. Anita Stewart is in-house with United Way. Hello. How are you today?
Good morning. We're doing great.
Now, I see that you have some extra special guests with you today. Who did you bring with you?
Well, I'll let them introduce themselves. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Sophia Stewart.
Hi, my name is Johanna Cup.
Okay.
Well, Sophia's my daughter, and Johanna, we call JoJo, is her friend. So.
Okay. Well, that's exciting. Thanks for getting up, ladies. Are you enjoying your vacation from school so far?
Yes.
Yes, what have you been doing? What kinds of things have you been doing so far? I know you haven't been out for very long, but, you know, you've had a week or so here.
I mean, our pool's getting kind of warm.
Well, that's nice, right? Because it was chilly at first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, have you been sleeping in?
No.
Why not, Anita? Why not?
Because she has to go to work with me.
I understand, yes.
JoJo, what have you been doing?
Just like swimming at friends' houses and sleeping in and stuff.
Okay, fun stuff. All right, well, thanks for coming. We appreciate you guys joining us
today. I got a question for Sophia, and I think she knows what it is. So how many 4-H projects do you have done?
Zero.
How many 4-H projects are you working on?
Three.
Okay. Is that all you took this year was just three projects?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what are your projects for this year?
I don't know.
Photography.
Gift wrapping.
And I forget the other one.
Okay. Have you taken any photos yet?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right. JoJo, do you do 4-H or anything else in the summer, sports or anything? Have you been to the library?
They both do softball.
They both do softball. Okay, excellent. All right, Anita, I see all of this duck stuff in front of me here. Duck, duck,
I'm
duck,
surprised
duck.
She didn't come in and say she was ducky.
I'm a little ducked out.
That's with a D, everyone.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Yes, I will clarify.
You know, I think a lot of us are familiar with the duck race, you know, the duck derby and everything, but I really thought this one in particular, folks, if you can see that flyer, it is really cool. I love this. Duck in your yard or duck out of your yard. Yeah. This is pretty cool.
Yeah, so tell us about this.
So basically what happened is our church did a where you got flamingoed. Mm-hmm. So they did it as a fundraiser. So one of my members of our team said, hey, what if we did something with ducks? Do the same thing. So, they, you know, with the flamingos, you paid $30 and they come out and they would feather your yard. And then you could also pay $50 to keep those ducks, or not ducks, but the feathers out of your yard. So we decided to do the same thing. So I ordered these big blow-up ducks. And so I was talking to our team about it. And so the first person that got mentioned that they wanted to duck was Laura Mullins at Ruoff. And so she was so fun. We've got to go out and we blew it up. Of course, she's at a great location.
Sure.
And so from there, we give her the flyer, and who ducked her, we'll say, hey, you know, you've been ducked, and Janelle Crawford actually ducked her. And then from there, it's just, it's kicking off. Like, I have three more I've got to do today. I've got three on Friday. So basically what happens is if you want to duck somebody, like on Friday, last Friday it was, I went to this house that had six kids. And they came out and they helped put up the duck. They were so excited. And it's just kind of fun. It's just a way to help raise money to make people aware of the duck race that's coming up. If you duck somebody, then they also get a duck for the race. So that family that you duck will get one duck for the race. So,
oh, I'm just totally down with this duck thing.
Yeah, it is fun.
It is so cool.
Yes, this is very cute.
I think Sophia's wanting to say something. No.
No, okay.
So it's just kind of fun. I haven't had anybody buy insurance yet, so anybody's up to be duck, duck, donate. So you can get anybody. But anyway, it's just, like I said, it's fun. You just have to hit the QR code, and we'll come out. I'll actually call you and say, what day do you want me to duck your person?
Can you duck yourself? I want one of the ducks.
Well, maybe after the season, I get you a duck. Who knows? Why,
I mean, I'm willing to pay for it.
I think it's really cool. I mean, it's $30 to duck somebody. Mm-hmm. But as you said, the insurance is, and what that means is, you can pay $50 and you can't be ducked.
That's right.
So nobody can put a duck in your yard.
But they're so cute.
They are so cute.
Oh, yeah. But I still think that's funny because I remember the flamingo thing. We did that as high school kids. So.
Yeah, this is a really... And how cute for the 250th celebration this year. You guys did a great job. This is a great promo. We love it.
So I like it, too. So
excellent. All right. $30 to duck someone, $50 to keep a duck out of your yard. And you can choose either one of those. She's got all the information. And we'll have some of these flyers up front here as well if you want to stop by.
I'm thinking somebody I'd duck that's here in the station.
I'm wondering if Wyla will get ducked.
It's possible.
You never know.
Yeah.
It's quite possible.
I can't tell you who's on the list.
Hmm. Okay. Dun, dun, dun.
When I just show up and then you see the duck, you know you've been ducked.
That's funny.
Coming up also is the Wacky Quacky Duck Derby.
Yes. So the Wacky Quacky Duck Derby is actually on July the 23rd, and it is at the TPA Park, and we will, actually, you're going to be live out there, aren't you? Happens the same day, yeah.
Oh, yes, then I will be,
And so we are selling ducks right now. Our board is actually in a competition, and our marketing team, we are competing to who can sell the most ducks. So you can buy one duck for $10. It only takes one duck to win, okay? Mm-hmm. You can buy six ducks for $50. You can do 12 ducks for $100, or you can do $200 and get 24 ducks. So the nice thing about this is first place gets a $1,000 cash award. Second place is getting $500, and third place is getting $250. You can either just text QUACK to 53555, or you can scan our QR code. You can get on our Facebook page. But we've already sold 200 ducks, and we just started this last Friday. So
yay. So now tell everybody how this duck derby works, where you release the ducks and how all works.
So what happens is the ducks that we have, they're weighted ducks, and we go to Sapphire Bay, and we put them all in boxes, and we mix up all the numbers before we put them in them. And then we have kids like Sophia and Johanna They go stand on the bridge at the Lazy River at Sapphire Bay, and they dump them, and the ducks go around the Lazy River, and the first three ducks around wins. So it goes pretty fast. It is live on Facebook. We can't have people inside, so people come and watch from the fence area. But we have a good time, and it goes quick. And
I think this is cute, too.
So
you guys have really come up with some creative fundraisers the last few years, and this is another great one.
Oh, Sophia wants to say something.
Okay.
And if someone, the person who loses has to wear a duck costume.
Yes.
Oh.
So I am trying to sell them. So Melissa and Cindy, I need to sell some ducks today so I can stay out of that duck outfit that doesn't fit my bottom area.
I want her to wear it.
Put it.
All right. Now, you might think we're done talking about ducks. We are not, because we have a silent auction coming up.
Yeah, so the silent auction, what that is, so basically the week of July the 20th through the 23rd is work on our United Way week. Instead of doing all these different events that we used to do, we're combining them all in that one week.
Yeah.
And so the silent auction will be on Monday and Tuesday, and we have some good items. If you have anything you'd like to donate, feel free to do that. But these two girls right here, there's these things called Nidos, and they actually put together some bags. So you guys want to talk about your Nidos that you did?
Yeah, you can go first. So we got these bags, and we would set them up and take pictures and put them in bags. And there's also these things called dumplings, and if you're lucky enough, you can get a bag with a rare one in it. And then we'll put, like, numbers on it, and you can get those, like, certain bags with those squishies in it.
Cool, cool.
Sophia, explain what a Nido, what a squishy and a dumpling is.
So a Nido is like a squishy. It's like a little, they come in, like, different shapes. Like, one's like a ice cube, like a little square.
So are they like a stuffed animal, like a
no, they're squishies.
Okay, so they're
so like
similar,
a stress ball.
Yeah, yeah. Similar, okay, to a stress ball where you, yeah, can squeeze it and it goes regains its shape and stuff.
And then a dumpling is like, it looks like a dumpling, like food, but like it's like round and like has like little edges at the top, and they're squishies. And then if you get a rare one, then like they're like, it's like popular. And then if you get a rare one, it's like really hard to get a rare one. And then just, we have like regular, like off-brand Nidos that are like fake and stuff.
Okay, fun stuff.
So the Nidos and the dumplings, all these things, they're really popular, right, with this age group right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually go Nido shopping trying to find them. We can't find them anywhere. But with United Way, I sort of started ordering them, I think, back in February, and it's taken a while. So we had several. So I think we have 37 bags of the kids have set up. If they wanted to bid on it, what they would want to bid on. So they've got like generics, they've got all Nidos. We have the one grand, it's all Nidos. If you can find the actual Nidos, that's really good. So we have one grand prize. It's got several Nido brands, and then a lot of bags that have a Nido in it, and then I might have a dumpling, and then like an off-brand. But the kids did all the bags, so we're hoping people will sign up for the silent auction and start bidding, because if you can't find Nidos, guess what? United Way has some.
See, this is the thing. If you don't have kids or grandkids, that you're out on this. You have no idea what are Nidos and all of these that, you know, you guys are talking about. So, but it's definitely one of the things that's hot right now.
Yeah, very
for
hot.
The younger folks, yes, for sure. Okay, so auction takes place, I lost it here, July 20th through 21st. Bidding closes at 4 p.m., Mel, on July 21st. She's probably writing that on her calendar as soon as we get done.
I already knew.
It's fun to watch this auction, because what happens, you'll get people get on a Monday, they'll bid, and a couple people outbid them, and then like the last 15 minutes of the auction, it goes crazy. Like, Corey can actually watch everything happening.
Yeah, if your mouse is not fast enough, yeah, to click, you're screwed.
Yeah, if you're waiting till that last minute. Yeah. So it's fun to watch. So
yeah, I think that's fun.
We got some really cool things, too.
What else do you have in the auction this year?
I think she's got baseball tickets. We have Laura Mullins has this big cooler that's got some really fun adult things in it. I'll put it that way. I'm trying to think what all we have.
Amusement park tickets.
I know she's been.
Oh, yeah. We have amusement park. And I think it's from the place up north, Monticello,
Indiana Beach.
So
there
yeah,
you go. Yes,
yeah. I'm getting old. I forget these things, but we have some really cool things. Oh, Sophia wants to talk again.
Yes.
And then another hint to like the bidding, try to get all the like the real Nitas, because like those are popular.
Those are the ones most popular, okay. and they're worth more. Yeah.
And Sophia has to bid and pay for her own stuff. So.
Yeah, so basically what I'm going to tell you is if you want the Nitos, you need to look and see where Sophia's betting, because she's going to know which one's got the what in it.
So
okay. Also, we have coming up that same week, yep. Thursday, July 23rd, is the Back to School Waddle, doing a little differently this year.
Yeah, very different. We usually do it on National Night Out, but their National Night Out, they can't change the date. And with school starting earlier and earlier, we want to make sure the kids are getting their free backpacks. So that's why we have moved it. So those backpacks will be available actually on July the 23rd from 5 to 8 out at the TPA Park. We also have different events going on, or things going on, like you can get like a $10 sports physical. The kids, if you're having trouble getting in to get your sports physical, you can get it for $10 there. You can get your school vaccine information if you don't have that. There's somebody coming out to do what they call back-to-school pictures. So sometimes people don't have finances to get pictures, so somebody has volunteered to come, and if you can make a donation, that's great. If you can't, she doesn't care, and she's going to take pictures so the kids will have them. And we'll have our resource booths, which is basically our United Way-funded agencies and anybody else who has information that they want to share. And Danielle Eason will also be doing food in the, I don't know what they call that house, where they sell the soup and stuff at kitchen,
yeah.
The soup kitchen area.
Yeah.
So she'll have food there. We'll also have bouncy houses. So it should be a pretty big event, a lot of fun. And so just come on out. Like I said, we're just combining everything at one time. And then after that's over, we'll actually go right into doing the derby. So like I said, people can stand outside the fence and actually watch the ducks. And then we're done for the week. So it'll be a pretty busy week.
Yeah, but it'll be a fun week. These are all very fun activities and very well thought out. So the Back to School Waddle, again, get it on your calendars for Thursday, July 23rd, 5 to 8 p.m. at TPA Park. A lot going on in getting preparation for school. And, boy, those sports physicals are a big thing. And trying to get, and for that price, you can't beat that.
Yeah.
Well, and if you'd like to help with the backpacks, let's talk a little bit about the supplies and stuff that you're needing for the backpacks.
Yes. So if you are interested in donating to the backpacks, we do need supplies, and they can be dropped off at our office until July the 15th. And if you want, you can actually go in Clinton County Daily News, and there's a list of things that we need. One thing I can tell you that we always run short on are those little plastic supply boxes. I think they're like a dollar.
Yeah.
We always run out of those. So if you see those and you would like to donate those, that's a big thing. We need like composite composition notebooks. We need spiral notebooks, paper, scissors, headphones, highlighters, markers, crayons, rulers, Expo markers, basically the things that the kids need to start up school. So we have a whole list there. And we do have some supplies, and we will be setting a date to actually have volunteers. If you like to volunteer, we usually have a great turnout for volunteers. When you're doing 600 backpacks, you'll take whatever volunteers that you could get.
Sure.
So any help on that would be greatly appreciated.
A lot going on. I mean, you guys are, I mean, it's constantly busy. But you partnered, and I think this is really cool. I've actually seen them in the community. You guys partnered with Clinton Central.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about the
little pantries that we did.
Yeah, the little pantries that are sitting out there.
What, Sophia? So basically what happens is Clinton Central, the last 2 years, they do service projects in December. And so one of the service projects that they did was they built these food pantry things. So we had people donate to actually have these built. And then we had to wait. What we wanted to do is we have lots of food opportunities in, like, Frankfurt area. So Clinton Central, what they did was they went to Forest. They went to Kirkland. I knew I should have brought the name places. But they went to areas outlying areas so people could actually have food.
Michigantown's
one of them. Yeah, so they actually have this, and their students have actually collected the food to put in the boxes. And so there's a picture here that they've got in front of me, but it's got like SpaghettiOs. It's non-perishable items, And so they will keep it stocked and do it all year as part of their project. We just actually paid to have them built. The students build them, and they actually put them up. So it's just nice, those partnerships that you have that helps people.
Sure, and they look nice. These are very well done.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are very well done. I think this is a cool thing. So, I mean, you can't beat that. Again, it's harder, I think, sometimes for the folks that live out of town to find these opportunities. And so it's a great partnership you guys have done there. School, I hate to talk about it because they just got out of school, but it's coming up.
Comes quicker than you know, so.
It does.
We were just talking about earlier the school supplies. Like I said, anybody who has anything, I know the school supplies aren't quite out yet, and so it's a little bit early. But our events earlier this year, so probably the end of June, they'll be putting those supplies out at Walmart or wherever you shop.
Yeah, I think now that Memorial Day is over with, you're going to start seeing that stuff start finding its way to the shelves.
But I even see things at Goodwill, too. You know, people dropped off. So if you'd like to help, we can use many different school supplies. So
what else do we need to do, or what else are you hearing in our community that are some of the needs right now?
Biggest thing I'm hearing is food insecurity. I mean, we're actually writing grants right now to help people with food. It's just huge. Even our food pantries are just, they're continuously low on food. Mm-hmm. And it's probably just because of prices and stuff like that. And it's just people, you know, they can't afford the food. So if we can help with the food, then they could keep their lights on or put gas in the car to get to work, those types of things. So, we're really trying to help what we call our Alice families. They're the people who are working. They're trying their best to do what they can, and how do we help support them so they can continue to work?
It's hard to think, you know, what is minimum wage now? Minimum wage is still, was it $7.25 or something an hour? Is it still?
It's not gone up in years.
Oh, really? I didn't know if they ever changed it or not.
No. I think it's still like $7.25, maybe $7.50. No, I don't know. It's something like that.
That's part of the problem.
So that's what I'm going to say. If you're working, but you only make minimum wage, it would be hard to feed a family right now.
Yeah.
I just filled up my car, and it was $72 to put gas in my car. So.
And it's cheaper now than what it was. Barely, but
yeah.
Oh, I know. It was well over $100 for mine when it was at its highest, for sure. Oh. And I think I just did mine, and it was like $72.
Food insecurity, what else are you hearing from the community that are some needs right now, or some, boy, if I had a magic wand, we'd like to have blah, what would that be?
I haven't really heard a whole lot right now. We haven't really been out like that to hear, but basically the calls we're getting is the homelessness and we don't have food. So
is homelessness, you think, still an issue here?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, we're looking on, you know, trying to do something with that. I mean, there's some things in the works, but they're not concrete yet, so it's hard to talk about, but we are definitely looking at doing something to try to make that better.
Right. So, yes. Well, we hear about these things, but we don't think it happens here. How's that?
Oh,
we don't
does.
Think it happens here.
Yeah. It'd be nice if it didn't, but it does.
Yeah.
I mean, we get the calls. So basically, we don't have food. How can you help us? I guess utilities too. You know, I can't pay my rent. I can't utilities, those types of things. Then we just refer them to Healthy Communities, to the Navigators, because, you know, the people that they use are the people that we support, because I can't, you know, anybody doesn't hand money out to individuals.
Right.
We do it to organizations that can help them.
That's correct.
Yeah. So.
So if somebody needs something like that, where else, you're talking about that, but that does become the problem, right? You just kind of help facilitate these, you know, locations.
Right.
So if somebody calls and said, hey, I can't pay my utilities, what's the next step for them?
Well, a couple things we do. I would send them to Healthy Communities. I would send them to their township person.
Yep.
I would also send them to St. DePaul, out at the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
There are some churches that have benevolence. Is that how you say the word?
Benevolent fund or something
like
that.
Yeah, something like that. But we also all work together to make sure one person's just not hitting everybody up and taking all the funds.
Yeah.
So we do. They'll call in United Way and say, hey, they said that they came to talk to you. What did you do? So we do communicate so people don't take advantage of things. So.
Yeah, I think people wanted to hear that. I think that is a concern for those of us, or folks that donate or try and facilitate these programs, is that they aren't just supporting one person.
And there's different agencies out there. And like Anita said, it's the coordinating of those facilities and even the utility companies have options
But you have to be able to reach those options in the right way. So, but yeah, I'm like you. I say healthy communities is what is the first place I would go, yep. and your township trustee,
right?
Because those are the two that have the connections.
Yeah, and so I would, you know, we always ask, well, who have you talked to? And that way we can call and say, you know, I have so and so here. How were you able to help them? And sometimes they say, well, we weren't able to because they didn't complete the paperwork. And then you call them and say, if you complete the paperwork, you might be able to get some help, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, and the people who truly need it, you know what, they'll complete that paperwork. They'll turn it in. It's just you have to kind of weed out the ones that want to take advantage of the system.
We've taken a big step in helping with child care in our community. How is child care? Do we still need more? Are we pretty good? Oh, we do.
No.
Oh, gosh.
We still have a need. So, you know, we're still working on phase three. And we have a lot of funding. We still have to raise some money. But the key is we're just having trouble finding property or finding a facility. And phase three is actually with us with healthy communities. So it would be healthy communities with all their services. We'd have like a gym or something in between. And then it would be another daycare on the other side. So we're looking to add another 70 to 75 seats here in Clinton County. Laura and I have, we have searched and searched. We have tried everywhere. So if anybody knows of any property that they're willing to sell, we're looking for 4 to 7 acres. We do have some funds. We're not asking for it free, but we normally can't pay $60,000 an acre. We don't have that kind of money. We're not for profit, but we are still working on that. So we already have the drawings and stuff of what we want. So if we could get property,
so this is
it would
an
go
individual
fast.
Building that you're looking to build,
yes.
and this is a from the ground up process for this time.
Yes, unless we can find a building to renovate that would work for what we need. We've looked around town and we haven't really seen anything.
Ground up.
Yeah. So it looks like we're going to go ground up, which is okay, too, mm-hmm. you know.
And where would you like to see it? Because, I mean, we have the factories kind of on the west side of town and mm-hmm. people that work out there. But obviously, there's people all throughout town. Where would you like to see it if you could pick your location?
I think we'd still like to be out towards the industrial park if we could. I think if the Y comes in, I think they're going to try to do a daycare, which will help. We need them plus what we can do. So it's not like, is it them or us? It's we need all of it. So, and then the phase three will be different hours. It's going to be more tailored towards the industrial park. So people who are needing like that second shift, you know, we're looking at, and it's we're still working together all the details, but it would be later hours. It may be weekends. So we're trying to figure out how do you really help all those odd shifts that the industrial park has. And then will they really support having those hours? So we've gone over to SIA to their daycare that they have, and they do like till 9 o'clock at night. And then what happens is people didn't use the facility. They want somebody to come pick up their kids. Their kids are on their own bed sleeping at night. And I understand. So, you know, we can't accommodate for every little shift they have, but I think we can do a better job of helping them out.
Sure.
So it probably wouldn't be like, what we're looking at, like right now, you know, you're level three, there's certain programming. When you're doing those later hours, it's not going to be as intense like it would if you were in the earlier hours.
Do you have a harder time finding early, like I'm talking infant child care, than you do for maybe kids that are, I don't know, a year and up, let's say?
The infants, definitely, we need more infants space. Yeah. And then St. Matthew's, we were just able to help them start at a one-year-old class at the main campus for those babies that are coming out of there to be able to have a place to go. And then at two, they actually start there. So there will be a one-year-old class. It'll be full-time, just like the baby care at St. Matthew's. So,
okay.
It's a slow process, but we're getting there.
It is a slow process, but everything takes money and everything is expensive right now. So, again, and if folks can donate, they can help with one of these duck programs, or if they just want to go to your website, can they donate there?
Yes. Yep. They sure can.
And the website is?
I'm so bad at this stuff. It's just United Way for Clinton County.
Okay, there you go.
.org.
Okay, we just put it in there. Okay.
United Way for Clinton County .org, yeah.
Okay. Anything else you can tell us or share with us today that we need to know?
Buy a duck.
Buy a duck.
Or duck somebody.
Ducks.
Duck somebody. Yeah,
yes.
Ducks.
I like the packs, how you've got them individualized and named. You can get the single. You can get a quack pack. You can get Quacker's Dozen.
Yeah.
And or
remember,
a flock.
We have names for everybody, too. I mean, like Jocelyn, my granddaughter, mm-hmm. She has duck number two, and his name is Duckleberry.
Oh, that's cute.
So we have 1,200 names in here. So if you want a duck, we've got them.
Okay. Peanut, so. Kiwi.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. George, yep. Zazu, Hootie, Hartley, Pepper, Skittles. That's cute. Mango. Okay. Yaki.
Yaki. Maybe that's Melissa. Yaki.
Pretty much.
All right. Thank you. Anita Stewart, Director of United Way for Clinton County. Thank you so much. We appreciate what you do for our communities here. And again, our dollars stay here locally.
They stay here.
Yes. I think we always need to remind folks that our dollars stay here. So thank you very much. We appreciate you. And thanks for bringing the kids in today, too.
They didn't have a choice.
Well, that's all right.
But I think they like being on the radio.
I think they liked it, too. So, all right. Shan will be in tomorrow. You've been listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best at 102.7.